Hello again, it's Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com and Inspiring Parents and Kids. And today I am going to share something that I find very important. And it's a misconception that we've had. It's clearing up a misconception that we've had that parents are supposed to always know what we're supposed to know and have the right answers and not show our kids that we don't have the right answers. And that's a big piece because that's... when you build strong relationships with anybody, it's based on truth, it's based on authenticity, and some vulnerability as well. When you show somebody your own vulnerability pieces, it brings people closer. Think about if you see a speaker on stage, and they get on stage, and they're all completely confident in who they are and what they're doing, and they're telling you what to do and why to do that, and they're very sure of themselves. That's great. And a lot of people in that audience will sit back and just, you know, be on their guard. They won't be as open. Now imagine you get a speaker up there and they say, "This is what I've been through. You know, I'm sharing with you from my heart and I'm not sure how you're going to take it, but I'm going to do my very best right now. And I'm not a great speaker, but... you know, I'm going to do my very best for you because I want to share with you what I've learned." Now, who are you going to really be open to yourself? You're going to be receptive to? In most cases, people are more receptive to the person that has shared a vulnerability. They've been completely honest with where they're at and what they're wanting to bring to the current situation. And the same thing is true about parenting. We assume that we're supposed to know what we're supposed to know. We're supposed to have the answers, and we can't show our kids that we don't. It's so odd. It's just one of those misconceptions that is not doing us any good, and it's not building strong relationships with our kids. Whereas if you actually sat your child down in any situation, you know, that you were struggling with and actually was really honest with them about where you're at and where you're stuck and where you need help, it is a huge gift. I know, I'm not sure whether I've shared this on this podcast before, but I've shared this story and when I do my speaking, that my daughter came home with not a great report card once. And so I basically sat her down and said, "You know, I have no idea how to handle this situation. I'll tell you honestly. If I was growing up, my dad saw that report card, he'd be flipping out. I'd be grounded. I'd be in trouble. It would be awful. But I don't want to parent that way. I don't believe that works. It didn't work for me. And you know, I don't think it's going to work for you. So I don't want to go that way. But I'll tell you what I'm really, you know, wanting for you is that you have the marks that you need to get into any university or do anything in your life that you want to do. I want your marks not to hold you back. Even if you don't want to go to university, that's perfectly fine. That's your call. But if you did, and maybe you don't now, but in another year when you have to decide, you may want to be able to go. And I want you to have the opportunities open to you so you can say yes or no. And choose what's best for you. And that's why I wanted you to get good marks. So I'm not sure how to handle this bad report card thing. And, you know, do you have any ideas? So I was completely honest. I was completely vulnerable to where I was at. And I basically brought her into the discussion of her own life. And, you know, why not let them have some control over their own life? And she was wonderful. She sat back and, you know, "Mom, I hear what you're saying. That's, you know, I hadn't thought of it that way before. And you're right. I mean, I don't necessarily want to go to university now. I just want to go out and get a job. But, you know, it's true. I may want something different in a few years. Who knows? So I hear what you're saying. And so what I'm going to do is I'm not going to watch TV while I'm studying. Because I know I say that works for me and it doesn't faze me. But, you know, I might do better if I didn't have those distractions. So I'm going to try that. I'm going to see how that works. And I'm going to work harder because I know I can. And I'm going to see how that does." And I went, "Oh, great. Beautiful. What a great idea. And I'm going to support you in whatever way you need. And is there anything that I can do? I mean, do you want me to remind you that you wanted this? Or, you know, is there something I can say in the moment that will remind you of how important it is to you and why?" You know, so we had a discussion on how to empower her and myself in the moment, because I wasn't feeling like I was doing the right thing by not already having the answers and pretending that I knew what was going on and, you know, being like the old generation and handling it that way. So it was very freeing for me to be completely honest with her. And it was wonderful and empowering for her to have a discussion about her own life and what she wanted for herself. So that's a piece I wanted to share with you. Be honest with your child. Be vulnerable. Be authentic so that, you know, you can be building a real relationship and co-creating a wonderful relationship with your child. I hope this has been very helpful. I'm Marilyn Forman from Inspiring Parents and Kids, and you can go to marilynforman.com and look for the Inspiring Parents and Kids blog for lots of other pieces that I get along the way in my learning and what I get to share with you. So thank you so much for being here, and I'll hear you next time.